USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden in his speech Saturday called Russian President Vladimir Putin a dictator who cannot remain in power. Biden delivered the speech from Warsaw to close his trip to Europe. He pledged America's full support of NATO.
We have a sacred obligation under Article 5 to defend each and every inch of NATO territory with the full force of our collective power.
Biden also says the U.S. will continue to provide weapons and equipment to Ukrainian forces while accepting refugees and support them once they arrive to American soil. A Florida state agency is investigating what caused the 14-year-old boy to fall to his death from an amusement ride late Thursday. 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell to his death on the Orlando Freefall at Icon Park. The ride had only been in operation for a few months, passing inspection in December. The Florida Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
North Korea has not lost America's attention. The United States calling for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his country's, quote, nuclear war deterrent while preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. Members of Canada's indigenous population and the Vatican are set to meet next week. The Assembly of First Nations is expecting a public apology from the Vatican after last year's discovery in British Columbia of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was once Canada's largest indigenous residential school. It was one of several similar sites in the country. More than 150,000 indigenous children were forced to attend government-funded Christian schools through the 1970s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
President Trump and two of his adult children will be due in court soon.
Former President Trump and his two adult sons have agreed to sit for depositions in May and June as part of a class action lawsuit alleging they collaborated with a fraudulent marketing company. The former president agreed to be deposed on June 16th. Eric Trump will sit for questioning May 12th. Donald Trump Jr. on May 10th, according to a letter filed with the court. The lawsuit, which was filed in 2018, alleges that in exchange for secret payments, Trump and three of his adult children used his reality TV show, The Celebrity Apprentice, and other promotional events as vehicles to boost ACN Opportunity, a telecommunications marketing company linked to a nonprofit that used Trump's brand to appeal to teens. The letter set a date for Ivanka Trump's deposition had not been proposed. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The rock world is remembering Taylor Hawkins, the drummer for the Foo Fighters for the last 25 years. Few immediate details are available on how Hawkins died, although the band said in a statement Friday that his death was a tragic, untimely loss. Foo Fighters have been scheduled to play a festival in Bogota, Colombia. Hawkins' final concert was Sunday at another festival in Argentina. Taylor Hawkins was 50 years old. Listen to us anytime at our website, usaradio.com. Also look for us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. In New York.